town in Ontario, about 30 miles from Ottawa.
Near Ottawa. Okay.
And we lived on a farm. And it was during the Depression, so we ate off the farm, went to a little one-room school about a mile away.
So there were how many in your family?
7 kids.
There were lots to feed. So where were you in the
second youngest.
Second youngest. So what are some of your most vivid recollections as a young child?
Well, we used to go to the fairs. They had all kinds of fairs. They had fairs right in our little place. They called it Moore's Corners. It used to be a town. It used to be a little town. But there was only a fairgrounds there, and the schools were there. And we used to go to the fair with 25 cents. And, of course, that bought 5 rides or 3 rides and an ice cream cone and a taco bar and a drink, whatever, eh?
All for 25 cents.
Yeah. And another thing, school life, we used to have marching drills. Mm-hmm. And we used to go to about 5 different towns.
Oh, you mean actually march on the road?
No. It was like a drill, and the whole school would march. And the best ones got the prize.
Oh, I see.
It was very nice.
So you'd have it in one particular place?
Yeah, we'd go to about 4 or 5 different places.
Oh, I see.
And each group? Yeah. Sometimes they'd come to our school, sometimes, and we'd go to theirs, and then we'd go to one town where all the schools went to and competition.
And that was a competition.
Yeah.
So did you have sort of costumes for it, or kind of special?
Blue skirts, white blouses.
Oh, yeah. They were all quite
and a scarf of some kind. I can't remember.
Each town would be a little different.
Yeah, maybe. They could have had different color, but usually white blouse and a skirt of some color.
So it'd be all
very pretty.
And be all formations. Yeah. And was it all girls or boys and girls?
Everybody in the school.
Oh, everybody.
Boys and girls.
And it was white and blue.
Gosh. And then we had a little scarf or something. Oh, I don't think we had caps at all.
So it'd be almost like the equivalent of where some people did the Marple dancing.
Yeah.
So you did that. But that involved everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole school was in on it.
Because that's the part I used to have against Marple dances. I used to just hate them because you used to have to pick.
Yeah.
And it was very difficult because so many kids wanted to be in it.
Oh. We had the smallest school.
Smallest.
And I can remember winning 4 times from grade 1 to grade 8.
Yeah, grade 1.
But we really work, you know, a little smaller school, it's easier to control, I guess.
Oh, yeah, and you're more compact.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
So that was about... I can't remember.
And then, of course, like, you went to high school, of course, after that.
Yeah, yeah. And then it was about 3 miles from...
Oh, three, only 3 miles?
Yeah.
So then you would...
So we walked.
Yeah, those are the walking days.
Yeah.
Until you graduated, of course. Yeah. And that's when you decided to go nursing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
amazing. And then I was just about 30 miles from home nursing.
Oh, and you were nursing right near home.
Well, I was, that's where I was training.
Oh, yeah.
About 30 miles.
Would that be Ottawa?
No.
Another?
The other side.
So that was the usual three-year training. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was great. So you're, and then you say your other people in your family did professions too.
Well, Alan was a teacher. Mary was a... I guess secretary.
Oh, yeah.
Grace got married. Mm-hmm. And my young brother died young. I have one young brother younger, and he died quite a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, he was growing up, but just. Mm-hmm. And my one... brother was overseas during the war, and then
that's in the.
And the other one stayed home and farmed.
So this is in the Second World War.
Yeah.
World War II. Yeah, because of farms where the needy were considered, you know.
Well, they kind of made it up between them who would stay home.
Mm-hmm. So then, So what made you decide to come to BC, or it was a little while before that?
Sometimes I wonder. Most of the times I wonder. I don't know. When we were growing up, all you heard was "Go West, young man," you know. And that was part of it, I guess, and it is adventurous. And
well, you said that you used to knew a lot of people that used to go up and down on the railroad, so I suppose they tell stories, kinds of stories.
Yeah, that probably influenced me, all right.
Because you said your place was sort of a hopping-off place for a lot of people during the Depression. So then, what year was that you decided to come?
Well, I finished training in 46, and I came in the end of 47.
Oh, for goodness sake. So you've been here 50 years. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, not quite. No, 40. Yeah. Oh, my. So what year were you born, Ina?
25.
Oh, well, you're just a young thing.
Yeah, sure.
So anyway, so how did you travel when you went west?
Train. And I had $25 in my pocket when I got here. But I had a job and I had a place to sleep.
Well, you had your job ahead of time.
Yeah.
And that was at the hospital.
Yeah, and then the residence was there, so.
Oh, that must have been interesting. What was your, I suppose you were homesick as heck, were you? And because you'd be what age at that time?
21. 22, I guess. Yeah. Between 21.
Yeah. Well, that's a nice age to explore. So so then you were just a regular nurse on the floor,
Yeah.
So you must have done that for a few years.
Oh, I just did for two.
Oh, for 2 years.
And then I worked off and on after I got married.
Oh, I see, you got married after that. So what were some of your experiences or your reflections of the hospital at the time?
Well, when I first came here that I wrote anything about. Otherwise, there wasn't much. There was 2 doctors, 5 nurses, and we 5 nurses did 3 shifts.
Oh, gee.
And then there was an outpatient nurse, I guess.
And who were the doctors?
Dr. Murphy and Dr. Prowse.
Murphy and Prowse.
Don Murphy, everybody knows, remember.
Don Murphy and Prowse. How do you spell Prowse?
P-R-O-U-S-E.
What was his first name? Or maybe the
can't remember.
No, doesn't matter. 5 nurses and 3 shifts and one out, like an outpatient. So I suppose you had some real interesting experiences at the hospital. That you might
when we first came, there was one phone in the hospital, none in the residence. And maybe there were 2 or 3 phones in town. There was one at the police station. And when a doctor went out in the evening and we needed them, we phoned the police station and they went and got the doctor.
That would be quick, faster than now.
Yeah. And then we used to go on night calls with the doctor used to make calls, out in the country at night. And quite if we were off, we weren't working, we'd go with them. And the one that I remember was down to Kivankov? No, Doreen. To Doreen.
Mm-hmm.
And we crossed the river on the ice. And then we walked 2 miles into the bush to the patient's
house. Were you traveling?
In a car.
Well, that was by car.
Yeah, and then we rode the bumpers of the doctor's car up the switchbacks. Were the switchbacks here when you came?
Switchbacks where?
From here to Kitsigilk. Between here and Kitsigilk and Kibungo. Between here and Kitsigilk.
Like where?
Well, way down. I don't know just where they were.
No, but what do you mean by switchbacks?
Well, you go way up like that, and then you come away back down like this. You're practically in the same spot until you call it switchback, but you have to go around where the mountain and the river goes. Oh, they've taken them all out.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
And the hills would be something like that. You see, it's just like that hill came up, came up there, and then you turned a sharp corner and came right back down again.
Yeah.
And kept on going then this way. But that's the only way. There wasn't any road between there and there. You see, you go up here from here, say, and then you come right back down about here and go ahead this way.
See,
you come
back up.
And,
so you'd go up those switchbacks.
Yeah, That's the only way you could get there.
To Kittlinger, this is to Kittlinger.
Yeah, and you, and then we, I often, that, you know, the two or three times I went down this, well, you'd have to ride the bumper of the car, the back bumper for the car to get up, because it's wintertime.
See, ride the bumper.
Yeah. Did you ever do that?
No.
Well, I used to do that once. I did that lots with Bill, too.
Ride the bumper just to give more weight at the back.
Yeah.
And heaven help the car if it starts rolling back. So these would be what? They'd be all kinds of sicknesses and births or...
Yeah, a lot of kids.
Kids being sick or something. Yeah. What was the... Was it still predominance of TB and stuff? Was it in the area or just...
Yeah, this hospital, it was TB patients. A lot of TB patients in this hospital.
Yeah.
Right. One whole floor was TB.
Oh, dear. And did they have success with curing them? And
well, they all ended up down at Miller Bay.
Oh, Miller Bay.
Yeah. They, I don't know what year they shut it down here and they went all to Miller Bay.
I see, yeah.
That's about, you know, that was my first memories that were different.
Yeah.
Here.
Of the hospital.
Like this hospital was a training school, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know about that.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I know. I have about that. Yeah. So then you got married. So yeah. What year was that you got married?
What year did I come here? 47,
1949. So you didn't nurse for a while.
No.
Stayed home.
I did nurse a little bit off and on.
Uh huh.
Until Billy was born. That was 3 years later.
Oh yeah. So he was born in 1952.
No, 51, I guess. So 51. 2 years later, yeah.
So, you mean after he was born you went nursing?
No, I worked off and on.
Oh, until he was born.
That.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is at the hospital.
Yeah, if they needed me or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't work. Well, I tried to work once, but you don't need to put that down.
No.
But it didn't work out, so I stayed home.
So where were you living then?
Tuma.
Oh, you still live, that's where you lived right from the beginning.
Well, we lived downtown for a year.
Oh, so 2 miles, oh, you must have lived there many years.
Yeah.
That, no wonder you felt like that was your real home, Sarahdale.
Yeah.
You must have lived there, what, 20 years?
Well, I moved up there just before Billy was born. So well, I moved up there.
1950?
Yeah, 1950, I guess.
And then you must have moved out of there about 1970?
I knew I was pretty pregnant and I was nailing the boards on our floor.
And then you got here, what, about 1970? No, way after 1970. What year did you move here?
Vandy's 15. So...
So it's about 76, 75. So you lived there about 25 years.
Yeah. Well, then we moved out here a year before she was born.
Before Vandy was born.
Yeah.
So that's a long time. No wonder you... Oh, yeah. So then, of course,
Bill was the only guy with a car in this country when I came.
Really?
That's the truth, yeah.
Really?
Oh, this wasn't already spoken for or something.
The only guy with a car. Gee, so
that's them. But there was a couple. There was a few more. Love's had an old truck. Hagen's had an old truck.
Oh, I
but
see.
There weren't that many cars, you know.
So this was pretty special to be invited out in a car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my!
Right. Better not put that in. That's just kind of silly.
Oh, that's great. So, so then of course he was in logging. Bill was always in logging.
No. He never. Oh, I guess you could say that.
That his
road building or road construction.
Road construction
is what he did when I first came out here.
Yeah.
Road construction or logging,
and he pretty well did that. Has done that
all
his life. Yeah. So then Billy was born, and you were very busy being a mother.
Yeah.
Until he went to school. When did you go back nursing? Well, maybe I should say here, any special adventures with Billy as a child?
No, that's why I quit work, because Alan Benson, he was a year and a half, and he wasn't 2 years old, and Alan Benson caught him at his house,
oh,
going looking for Mom to the hospital.
Oh, and you were working, and you were working.
Yeah. So I quit work that next day.
I guess so. Oh, boy.
Della Hagen was babysitting for me.
Oh, so where was she?
I don't know where she was, but she was sure scared. Oh, she was just sick. She was crying when I got home.
Oh, because, oh, yeah, I guess it would be. Oh, dear.
Like any kid can, yeah, Billy was always a fast mover anyway. I lost him lots of times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I bet.
We were the only ones with a fence, and he was the only kid out in the road all the time. So we put boards around the fence, the bottom of the fence, and he dug a hole under that. So I guess he always wanted to be free.
I guess so. Yes, and I guess that's why he always wanted to play with somebody.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Always yearned for company.
He is too, and he's a bit of a loner at the same time, yeah. But as a little kid, you know.
Yeah, he wanted to play with somebody. Yeah. So then,
but I always had the kids in 2 Mile out. Kids in 2 Mile. I was looking for them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
I knew them all really well. The bigger kids, they'd all take off and find them anywhere.
Oh. And this was when you would be already 4.
I lost Jeremy too. One time too.
Gee. Oh, yeah. Of course, at least there wasn't. Well, mind you, there was plenty enough traffic on that 2 Mile.
Yeah, I know Fargy. Remember Fargy?
Yeah.
He licked him good one day.
Oh, the old man?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I knew the old man.
He was, remember Darlene and Sharon?
Oh, yeah, I know them.
Well, their father.
Yeah, but I don't think I ever knew him.
Oh. He wasn't a bad guy. Actually, he was quite a good father.
Yeah.
These girls didn't go to heck till after he died.
Yes, that right.
Sure do. But Billy was on his tricycle. And he wheeled across the road in front of his car. And he jumped out and spanked his bum and brought him home. He said, "I spanked his bum." I guess he thought, "Oh, this mother, she's going to kill me." And I said, "Oh, thank goodness." You know, he said, "Oh, I'm glad you feel like that." Because he said, I figured you'd sooner have a spanked kid than a dead kid.
Gee.
Anyway, we're getting off the track.
Oh, that's okay. So then, of course, he finally went to school. That would be at, no, 2 Mile wasn't open yet.
No.
So he would have to go, well, what did you do?
He went to the high school. It was both.
So you had to drive in there?
I guess. No, he had a bus. No, they had a bus.
Oh, there was a bus.
Yeah.
To the high school, yeah. That was...
You could catch it down at 2 Mile, down around the store there, you know, the old store.
So it was grade 1 to what? Must have been 10 or 11 or 12? Is it till 12?
Yeah. Yeah.
Grade 1 to 12.
Yeah.
Amalgamate, of course, that was a big thing, the amalgamated school. Mm-hmm. Oh, for goodness sake. Did he like school?
Hated it from the first day of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he had to be...
I don't know what it was. He doesn't know himself. He thinks about it now. You know, and Jeremy and Vandy, just like, you know, Vandy loved school.
Yeah.
I don't know how the hell, but she liked to work, but she loved going to school.
Yeah.
And Jeremy was the same. And I often said to Billy, I don't know how your two kids like school so much, because you couldn't keep them at home.
And Jeremy liked school.
Oh, just loved it.
Well, it
maybe they were very, you see, that's how much more Billy was a loner.
Yeah.
These two kids like company.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's why Gene Allen never had any trouble getting him to go to school. He liked the company, you know.
Yeah,
and,
well, it's possible, too, that like they were much more strict in the schools those days.
No, and I didn't think they were. They were more strict, but not. He never complained about strictness.
No,
he
just got bored.
He certainly wasn't too strict for me, you know, because I believe in it.
Yeah. Isn't that something? Hated school from the day he went.
Yeah. He walked down to the bus, you know. First couple of days, and then I had to take him down.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Hmm? Just didn't care for the kids and didn't care
I don't know. But he liked kids. Like, after, you remember when they were growing up, my house was full of kids every weekend. Full of boys, you know.
Yeah.
And then I had Jean and I had Billy and, you know.
So Jean and Billy were sort of the same age, were they?
Jean's a year older.
So they're more or less the same age.
Yeah.
And that'd be... Oh, yeah, Jane and Billy, yeah.
Then I had Billy Love 1 year for me.
Yeah. You mean staying here?
Hey?
Staying at your place?
Yeah.
Oh, because you were going to high school. Really, from your... Sure, they'd have to go to high school from your place then.
Yeah. There wasn't any bus.
No. So you, so these guys boarded at your
place. Yeah, the reason I wanted to keep boarders, it gave Billy...
Somebody to...
Yeah, and then I thought it would be good if for him, because he mightn't get so selfish, and he mightn't have everything his own way with another child around.
And yet he didn't, it didn't make any difference to him liking school.
No. But Jean could be really sick. No way he'd stay home from school. And Billy had any excuse at all. But when he stayed home from school, he stayed in bed for all day. Never got out of bed. You know, he'd get up and go to school the next morning. No, that's right. And I really believe in that, you know. Because some was real sickness, some was...
Oh, yeah.
Of course, when he was sick, I kept him in bed.
Well, sure.
And then he was better in a couple of days, not like kids today.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. My
goodness. Anyway.
Yeah, so anyway, so then... So then, of course, so when did you go back nursing?
Oh, he must have been... I don't know.
Because you went into public... No, you
were... Oh, yeah, I started public health in 61, I think.
This is with the Indians, the
Indian
reserves.
Health Services, yeah.
That's Indian Health Services.
Yeah, that's what they call them then. It's called medical services now.
Okay. So this, you did all the reserves.
Yeah. But first how I became interested in it, there was a public health nurse here when we came. That's why I knew I'd like it. And she walked to the reserves.
Because she didn't have a car?
No car.
She walked to see Kitsiyukla and Kispioch?
She walked to Kitsiyukla. Oh, we often, Kispioch to Glen Vowel and sometimes Kitsiyukla. She'd quite often catch a ride to Kitsiyukla too. And she couldn't go unless she caught a ride to Kitwangaw and Kitwangpool.
Gee.
But there weren't too many cars. But she could go with the doctors.
Oh, yeah?
And she could also go with the Indian agent. And then Al Benson, she'd hitchhike a ride with Al Benson and the doctor.
Because he was always taxiing around.
Yeah. So whenever she was off, whenever she'd come up, you know, she came up, spent a lot of time with us up at the residence. And if one of us was off that day, she'd come and get us, we'd go with her. I walked to Kispioch lots of times.
So what was her name?
Ruth Radford.
Ruth Radford. Yeah. I guess she's long gone by now, eh?
Yeah. And she had a little old shack for an office behind the Indian agent's house.
That would be no town.
Yeah, up on the hill there.
Oh.
It was on the reserve then.
Uh-huh. Oh, for goodness sake. So then how long was she a health nurse? She must have quit finally.
She was in here a couple of years after I came.
Oh, I see. And then after that she quit?
Well, she left.
She left. Mm. So she was only here about 5 years or so.
Well, I don't know how long she was here before I came. I can't remember
that. See. Yeah.
She was here when I came.
Okay. So she would have left.
Lots of times she got a ride with, Al Benson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Al Benson used to collect...
In the taxi.
He used to collect all these, I guess, gosh, what was it? He used to always meet the train, because there was always some people on the train ready for the hospital.
Yeah.
For the hospital.
Yeah, well, he just gave her a ride for nothing.
Oh, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
Like, she was kind of family friend of theirs, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So when she left, you decided you'd try it.
Well, no, it was quite a while after that. I knew the Indian agent here. Well, it was in 50. I worked a year before Billy was born, so it wasn't long after.
At the reserves?
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. The Indian agent phoned me up one day and asked if I wanted the job. That's how I got the job, because I knew them. And I had babysat for them a bit when they were going out. They were going out or something.
So what was the Indian agent's name?
Jeff Boys.
Jeff Boys. B-O-Y-S. Oh, just like that?
Yeah.
So, because I guess they really needed
him. He had a good history. He had a real interesting history, that one.
Is that right? So he was an agent for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know how long. I don't know how long he was here when I came. And I don't know how long he was here after. You know,
I
can't remember that.
So then...
I worked for a year and then I got pregnant, you see.
Yeah. So then after Billy went back to school and all that rigmarole, you start again in 1961.
Yeah, I guess it was 61, yeah.
So then did they provide you a car?
Yeah, I have it down here in the car. The nurse that came, what year did she have a car?
You mean the nurse, the public health nurse?
Yeah.
Oh, she had a car before she left.
Yeah, they, well, it was shortly after this other girl left. There was another nurse
another nurse in between there.
Oh, she had a car. Yeah. So I don't remember her name.
So the government finally gave her a car.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that nice?
I didn't even have a license to drive a car when they gave me this job, so I went and got a license.
So the Bill didn't mind?
Nope.
License to drive, boy, boy. So then you must have had some adventures driving, did you?
No, not really.
Not really. The roads were good, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
And some adventures at the villages? Any specifics?
The one that really is, there's lots, but I wouldn't want to say them all.
No.
But this was in... Whether it's before Billy was born or after. Anyway, we had to go out and got a call from Kitfinkool. There's a very, very sick child out there. So there, of course, the back road wasn't here then.
No.
We had to go, and it was in the
spring. You mean what back road? That wasn't there, eh?
No, no.
So how did they go there?
Down and across the ferry.
Oh, and the ferry, way down to Cedarvale.
No, Kitfinkool.
Well, that is practically Cedarvale.
Yeah. There was a ferry at Kitfinkool.
Do you
remember that?
Well, it was called Cedarvale. Oh, pretty well.
No, there was another ferry at Kitfinkool and one at Cedarvale, too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Maybe I do remember that. Yeah. Oh, for goodness sake, ferry at... So they had to go that old, rickety old road all the way to the ferry.
Yeah, we went down the highway.
Well, but it wasn't but the highway
too much of a highway.
Oh. Oh, for goodness sake.
So it was in the springtime, so we couldn't cross on the ferry. So we went across. I got another nurse to come with me, and her husband, I guess. They were just, I can't remember, because she was the nurse that nursed while I was pregnant with Billy. While I was pregnant. And I can't remember whether it was before I quit work. It must have been before I quit work, or maybe it was after, and I worked for a little bit while she was away or something. I don't remember that. It doesn't really matter.
No, it
doesn't. Anyway. We had to cross the river with the ice floes coming down in a canoe.
Because the ferry wasn't going.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's worse to go by canoe, isn't it?
Yeah, and then it's crazy the way you are when you're young, you know. Oh. Now it would petrify me, I wouldn't do it.
Well, and it was just you and her.
Yeah.
Gee.
I got her to come with me.
And the car. No,
the car was on this side of the river.
Oh, yeah, because you couldn't take it. Yeah.
And then we got to Kitfinkool, and the car met us at the ferry. And then we went and got in a logging truck and went to Kitfinkool in the logging truck because the car couldn't get through. It was muddy. It was just a pathway, eh?
Oh, boy.
And then the kid was very, very sick. And so we put him in a car, in the father's car, hauled it back in with the logging truck. Got him across in the canoe, and he died the next morning.
In the hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, what was the matter with him?
He had an abscessed tooth, and it went to his brain.
Oh.
You know, this area here, like this, had a lot of nerve ends going to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And an infection would just kill you like that.
Oh.
We gave him penicillin and stuff, you know, before we left him. And it causes a meningitis type thing.
Oh, my. So in other words, even fallopian tubes, when they get full of infection, they could affect you really badly.
But that's fallopian tubes, aren't you?
No, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's why I was always just petrified and get so mad at the parents. You remember all the kids had impetigo right around here?
Yeah.
You know, and that could have happened. That's why I always was, I had all the mothers mad at me trying to get the impetigo cleared up fast around here, you know.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So you'd have to take that poor little kid in the canoe.
Yeah.
Across to your car?
Yeah. The father came with us too, I think.
In the canoe too?
Yeah.
And to the hospital?
It was a canoe or a boat. This was probably a boat.
It'd have to be a boat.
Yeah, not a canoe.
Because it'd have to be kind of
an ordinary paddle boat, like with paddles.
A river boat, sort of like a river. What an experience. Any other experiences?
For entertainment, when we first came here, was walking, of course. We used to walk. There was a ferry here in town, too, in Hazleton.
To cross the Skeena?
Yeah.
Across the right to the Kitwanga?
What is now the Kitwanga Road. So there was a little road, you see, from there, from the ferry, over to Visserman's, where Visserman's live. Who lived there then? I forget.
Yeah.
And so we used to often go across there, even in the wintertime, and walk across the ice and have a wiener roast at Cedar Creek. And then we'd skate on Hospital Lake.
Oh, my.
And we'd walk down to Hagelgett Canyon and have a picnic. And
oh, my.
That's what we did for fun.
Sure.
Very healthy.
Oh, I guess so. Hagelgett would be, what was it you did at Hagelgett?
And you'd go down the canyon and have a wiener roast or a picnic or something.
Well, yeah, because there used to be a road down, just really kind of down.
Yeah,
Beth talks about it. Yeah. She talks about it.
I don't remember the road.
Were there dances and all that kind of thing? There must have been dances.
Yeah, all kinds of dances. That was another thing that was different. You never got to, you'd go and have breakfast, because the dance would go on and you'd have breakfast.
At the dance?
No, usually at a restaurant or something.
Oh, after the dance?
Yeah.
So that's how long the dance was?
Yeah.
Dance till breakfast.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess that's why it was exciting.
Yeah.
Different, because I'd never done that before.
Yeah. Well, there's one lady that I interviewed in Smithers. She said, I don't know, there'd be long before that, I guess, because they used to have these white gloved special balls, and there'd be one group competing against another group. They'd be putting on these fancy balls.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that would probably be.
They had good plays here.
Is that right?
When I first came out, yeah. Really good ones.
Is that right? And everybody took part.
Yeah.
But this is
Frank Pipe was especially good.
Well, is this mostly, you're talking about the white community then? Or was the Indian, did the Indian take part too?
Well, like, there, Jeff Wilson, Charlie, all them, they were always in the gang.
They were.
Yeah. Same as they are now.
Yeah.
And the Harrises, you know.
In Kispiots.
Yeah. Like, they worked at the hospital. Doreen and Walter both worked at the hospital when I came here.
Is that right? Walter Harris.
Yeah, and Doreen.
Is that right? Was that interesting?
And at that time, when I know when Billy was born, the public health nurse, the provincial nurse, she had a district from Terrace to Houston.
Oh, God!
You know, there's where the, don't put this in, no. The Indians think they're hard done by. They had a nurse right here, you know.
Oh, from Terrace to Houston.
Yeah.
This is the white, they're talking about the white community, or the whatever, the public health nurse.
Yeah.
Well, she did the Indian kids, too, if they were at the schools.
Yeah. Yeah, like when I was doing public health, I did the Indian kids in the school. Or you were supposed to, for any home visits, that referred to the public health nurse, which was then here, but of course...
This is when you were at the, doing Indian Village, you mean?
Yeah.
When you did Indian Village...
Yeah, they'd refer it to you, you see.
Oh, yeah, to you. Oh, yeah.
But they did the work in the schools, except in the villages.
So you did all the homework.
You know, and they talk about their schools, but the white kids' schools were just as bad as the Indian schools. Dirty. The teachers were dirty.
Really?
You know?
Really?
Yeah. And there were, like, I worked in both at the time, because I used to do a little thing in her schools too for her, you know, if there was any kids there. Well, there was Indian kids there, so I'd have to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in them as much as I was in the Indian schools, and they were no better. The teachers were no better. You can't imagine some of the teachers. You just couldn't imagine it. And there wasn't any difference in the, like, it was an old shack over there near. We call it Myra's store, where the Indian
thing is. Yeah, Myra's, yeah.
There was an old shack there, and that was the white kid's school, Rolly Sendon, Bill Maitland, them all went to it. And the teacher was as crazy as a bug. That one teacher they had, I know. And then the other school was in the Pentecostal, where the Pentecostal church is, and it was dirty. And this teacher, well, here's what he, I went in one day to do something, and he wasn't there. He was gone somewhere. And the kids were writing exams. And they're all copying them out of books.
And this is, what ages are these now?
These are high school kids.
Gee.
Mind you, they all passed, and a lot of them have gone ahead
to be somebody.
Their education, yeah. But another time I was...
So in other words, they didn't care if they copied or not, as long as they passed the exam.
Yeah. And another time I was coming up the street going somewhere. I was working at the time. And here's... I know it was Danny Gould, Bill Maitland, probably Rolly Sendon, and one of the girls, all running down the streets as fast as going, the teacher after them. Now, can you see yourself running down the street after a bunch of kids, a bunch of high school kids?
Well, this is high school kids.
Yeah.
God.
Well, you never saw anything so stupid. So that was an example. Like the Indian said, they had the poor schools, poor teachers. They weren't any worse.
No.
Only darn bit worse. Because I was in both, so I know.
Good for you. That's nice to hear that statement.
But don't put that in.
Oh, no, no.
Not today.
No.
I'd like to put it in somewhere, but I...
No, well, I mean the part, without mentioning the fact that about the Indians, I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying that the Indian schools have equally bad teachers as the white schools.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's some real deal.
That's about everything, you know.
Well,
I just remember the exciting stuff.
Well, of course. Well, then after the Indian schools, you went into, or were you with the Indian schools all the time?
No, I worked 11, 12 years for Indian Health Services and 12 years for provincial.
That's what I thought. And then you, that was up as
so I worked 11 years for the provincial because I went to university one year.
Did you? Where did you go?
Ottawa.
That must have been exciting. Did you take Billy with you?
No, this is Billy was married.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so...
That was in 71.
Is that right? So you got a
went
degree?
Went and got my degree.
Ah, isn't that... Gee, after all those years, eh?
Yeah. Well, we talked about it, and the nurse, the head nurse advised me, you should go get it, and so I...
But that makes your pension better.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And so I thought, well, I'll go, and then I had a time getting in.
Getting
just
back
because
in the
it
job?
Was filled up. No.
University.
Oh no, I went medical services. You see, I went with the idea that I had a job when I came back.
Oh yeah,
that was the deal. You see.
So if you got your degree, you had your job.
Yeah,
and that's with the provincial now.
No, that was when I worked for Indian Health Service.
Oh, still Indian. Oh yeah, but you were still with the Indians at 1971.
So and then I came back and I worked for about a year and a half, and then I quit.
The Indians?
Yeah. And then I didn't work for a year. I worked for Human Resources for 7 months in there. I had Jeremy then, you see.
Yeah, because I remember you were saying something about, was that the time you were saying something about you were going to retire or something? And the next thing you know, you were back working?
Yeah, well, no, I had never had any intentions of retiring, but I fully believe that a teacher or a nurse should move around. A head nurse.
Oh, yeah.
A head teacher.
Yeah,
a head nurse.
Yeah.
From school to school or
sure,
from
sure.
high school. And if I could have moved to another place, I probably would have stayed with medical services.
Sure.
I had nothing against it.
That's right.
But I couldn't. So I decided to quit. And, oh, that is stupid. Last time I got tired listening to him anyway. I probably needed rest.
This is in Hazleton.
Yeah. So then I...
So who's your boss?
Oh, you wouldn't know my Springer is. What's his name? He was Rupert, you see.
Oh, yeah. I see.
And
so you mean that far away with the boss of the provincial nurses?
Oh, yeah, they were. Well, this was the federal. This was the federal.
Oh, this is still Indians.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, so was the provincial nurses.
Oh, that was
the head office was in Prince Rupert.
Oh, I
now
see.
It's in Terrace.
Oh, I see.
The head office of the medical service, Indian Health Service, is still in
Yeah. So after like Jeremy was little, and then you went back again.
Yeah, I worked for Human Resources for six I started after Christmas. So six months.
But that was not as a nurse?
No, as a counselor. I did social work.
Counselor. Oh, boy. So that must have...
I like that.
It was good, eh?
I often wished after I'd gone back and taken another year university for social work. I could have done it.
I'm sure you would have, because, boy, you have the background.
Yeah. Well, that's how I got the job, you know, because we do a lot the same thing.
Oh, sure. Of course you do.
The only thing they used to see, the same people, and they'd say, I'm glad you don't come in and tell us we're dirty all the time.
Oh, dear. So what are your... I guess your fondest reflections.
Not much. There isn't much difference between the public health care thing with the medical services in public and the province, the federal and the province. Not a great deal. You meet the same kind of people.
You mean, well, the federal was Indians and the province was the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it would be the same thing.
Yeah, pretty well. And you meet the same...
And you still do the same things.
Do the same things, and they're just as bad and just as good.
Yeah. And so, you must have made some wonderful friends during your time of work and whatnot. I guess mostly friends through work.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a really neat colleagues, I guess, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, I had some really nice ones, really super ones.
Any ones in particular?
Oh, I don't like to mention names.
No, okay. And so what would be your advice if a young girl was sitting here, right here, and she was thinking about going into the nursing profession and all excited about it, what would you advise her today?
Well, I'd do public health before I do anything. I went to... After Jeremy left, just before I got Jeremy, I went to work at outpatients at the hospital. I thought I'd like to try it. I've never done it.
Outpatients, like something like what Anne is doing, Anne Hayes?
No, outpatients at the clinic. Outpatient clinic.
Oh, I see, outpatient. Oh, they call that,
okay. I worked for about maybe 2 months, and then I got Jeremy, and his mother had left, and his dad had left, and I had him in the children's home, and I just couldn't stand it. So I quit.
You mean they went off? His parents went off someplace?
Well, they had split up.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was with Kate. Yes. Willie was away working someplace.
Yeah.
And then she went to Vancouver to
go to school or something.
To go to school. So I kept him for a year.
Oh, yeah.
And I just couldn't stand it. I'd hear him crying, you know, at the children's home, and I'd be leaving. And so I just said, Dr. Whiting, I'm not going to work. He said, well, you're making a bad mistake.
Who was saying this?
Dr. Whiting. He said, what are you going to do when he leaves? And I said, well, I'm not his mother. So, and I said, I'll remember that. And I did.
How do you mean? You remember that?
I'll remember I'm not his mother. He meant, you know, I'd be devastated then when they...
Oh, when he leaves, when the baby leaves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but were you out of whack after he left? Like, I mean,
No, that's when I went to work for human resources.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I kind of sold myself.
Oh, well, sure. Why not? After all my
goodness. Yeah, I said, like, I knew him. I, you know, I worked closely with him at public health.
This is Dr. Whiting.
No, oh. the guy, human, the head of human resources.
Yeah, what was his name? He was from Smithers.
Beddoes. Don Beddoes.
Beddoes, yeah.
You must have known him. He said, you sure like yourself. I said, well, I know I can do a good job. I said, you know I can do a good job. And I got the job. It was when the NDP government came in and all these jobs were wiped.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I went back for nursing, because I got offered the job again for the public health. And I asked Beddoes, I said, how sure is my job? And he said, new government come in tomorrow, you'd probably be out of a job. So,
really?
So I wanted a job, so I...
So you went back to nurse?
Yeah.
To nursing. Well, nursing...
If I could have had about another year there, I'd have probably gone to the university and taken my...
Got your degree?
Yeah, in sociology.
Oh, you would have liked that.
Sure. I really liked... That was my best subject. Like, we took sociology in university, and that was my best marks.
And the thing is, you had the background...
And I did less studying on it.
And the thing is, you had the background left and right.
Yeah.
had all the background possible.
But it was hard. I was 45, and, you know, I hadn't really studied.
Well, mm-hmm. There's all kinds of women going to school at 45 right now and getting degrees.
But I was sure tired. I never looked at a book for 3 months.
Oh, this is
after university. Oh. Yeah. And I couldn't even study for my exams. I started having... I studied, and, you know, I worked hard. I really worked hard. Because I didn't want to waste a whole year. And I really wanted that degree.
And you didn't get any funds except your own?
No, I got half.
Half?
Just about half my salary.
Oh, because of the fact that it was a sabbatical sort of deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, otherwise I probably couldn't have made it.
Oh, yeah.
And and then my brother had a stroke, and he stayed with me, so
here?
No, when I was going to university.
Oh, yeah.
He could move around, and he could feed himself. He'd get himself lunch, and I'd get the... He'd get himself breakfast, too, I guess. And my brother that was looking after his funds paid the rent.
Oh, that helped.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great.
So I bought the food, or he paid part of the rent, anyway. And also he lent me the money to buy a car.
Oh,
the farm had just sold, and after my brother had the stroke, and I was just going to buy an old car, you know.
And then you drove home.
Yeah, but he wouldn't let me buy an old car when I had Steve with me, because he said, you'll get stuck on the road somewhere, what the heck are you going to do with him? So,
well, where was, did he come with you here?
That's the Pinto. That's my Pinto.
Oh, for God's
sake. No, what did they do then? He went to a apartment of his own.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
He got better.
Well, he didn't get better, but he was able to...
To manage.
Yeah.
So you've had a lot of going back and...
But they'd all looked after him, so I thought, why, I can do that, you know, I can... He'd be no bother, and he was quiet, he didn't talk much, and it didn't bother me anything. It
didn't bother you studying?
No.
So you've gone back and forth to Ontario quite a bit to see your family and stuff?
Yeah.
So who have you got left now?
Three sisters and one brother.
Oh, boy. Three sisters?
Yeah.
And one brother. Oh, my. So often do you get to see them?
Oh, I... quite often.
That's lovely. Oh, it means so much.
I've never been away longer than 4 years.
Oh, well, it's long enough, isn't it?
And that was only once, and it's usually every two, three, every 2 years.
Oh, that's great. Did they come out here, too?
I've had one brother, my two brothers, and two sisters out there.
Have come out. But they didn't stay that long, or did they?
No. Lois, you must have met Lois. She's been out here half a dozen
times. Oh, I remember Lois. She was a school teacher.
No.
Or maybe it was just a friend visiting you.
Oh, my cousin.
Because there was somebody that came here and their holidays were different than ours.
Yeah.
And I was at your place and she was telling me all about her school.
Yeah, that was my cousin.
Because she came to our school to come out and tell us all kinds
of
Because that's the one I was introduced to. Specialized farming. I'd never really known much about it before.
No, that was my cousin.
Oh, yeah, because she came out for holidays to her place.
And I was working, I just took her with me.
Sure.
And I thought she was very interested in, you know, she'd come in and talk to the teachers in the Indian schools and that.
Oh, sure. Oh, she was a very interesting person.
Yeah.
Because
she
came to our class and told us all kinds of things about her, about Ontario.
Yeah.
That was really interesting. Oh, yeah. So let's see what else can we do. And, of course, you're moved houses here. And of course, and Billy, of course, is now in Vanderhoof. So did you feel kind of bad when they moved?
No. They have been talking about it for years.
Oh, they were?
Yeah. And I thought it was a good move for them.
What attracted them there, anyway?
I don't know. It's cowboy country.
Oh.
It's cattle country. Billy's a farmer. He's sooner farmed than anything else. He's hoping that one day he can make his living with farming. You know.
Well, does he have cattle and all that?
Yeah.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. Just got started, you know. He hasn't sold his place, and he's in debt up to his ears.
Because of this place. Yeah. So, shall I come in here?
I don't know why it doesn't sell. It'll have to be somebody that wants to do the same thing he wants to do with it.
Well, how big a place is it?
It's 180 acres.
180 acres.
You see, he can't sell that for nothing.
No.
And the house is, it's a well-built house. It's a far better house than the one he bought, than the one that's on that farm there. Far better house, isn't it?
it looks all right, but there's nothing there underneath the looks, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas this house, good, sturdy, warm house.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They had a wood stove, kitchen stove.
Oh, yeah.
Cook stove, and they warmed that house with that. Once you get the logs warm, they're warm, eh?
And it stays warm.
They had a furnace in the basement, too, but it certainly didn't have a lid on it.
Yeah.
It's just that his logs, he cut the logs himself up there, and it rained all the year, and they got darkened, and they never could get them cleaned the way they should be.
Well, they can do all kinds of things. You sand them, and you can do all kinds
of stuff. Yeah, yeah. If it's empty long enough, Bill and I'll work on it a bit.
Yeah.
She did get a lot off with, she didn't ever get it all done, though, with commercial bleach.
Oh, yeah.
And take a lot off of
it. Oh, is that right?
And then he put a new hardwood floor in last year.
Oh, yeah.
And new cupboards. Because the cupboards, he got some of his friends out the valley to build them, and the worst looking mess you ever saw.
Oh, dear.
But Wilfred built these, and Wilfred's good, you know. He's a good carpenter.
Is he?
Oh, excellent.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know Wilfred.
He put the floor in up there, too.
Is that right?
Sometime in the summer, if you're around, they'll take you out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll just keep that in mind, because...
All set up with... like, he built Vandy a barrel corral for him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got all kinds of corrals up there for horses.
Because he was into... I guess he had a lot of horses up there.
Yeah, right? One time he had lots.
Have you ever ridden yourself?
I used to ride quite a bit with Francis and Jack and Bill, and I used to ride quite a bit. And then I rode... Here, I rode when they started getting horses. I rode a Rebel. He's the best horse.
And that was such a sad thing with Jeremy.
That was one of those things
that happened.
Yeah, he really turned out to be a really nice boy. You know, lots of sense. It wasn't into anything too foolish yet.
No, because he was, what, 15 or 18?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah, just so sad.
And it, right at the bottom, of that hill. It was right near the bottom of it. It wasn't, you know, it was right, just right near the bottom.
And then he turned over.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Like, and he'd driven that hill lots of times haying. You see, he was always haying, and he came down there with Billy's old topside tractor with machinery behind it, you know, and truckloads of hay with a big wagon behind it. He'd driven it lots, but there was a bee got in the truck.
Yeah.
And, of course, kids that's inexperienced, not stopping and putting the damn bee out, you know.
Because that's what he should have done, you mean?
Yeah. The person, when they're driving the bee in the car, and hitting it and all over that's what happened. And here's these three kids, and they were hitting at it and trying to get it out, and the tidy tank was on it.
The what?
The tidy tank, that big,
big
red tank full of fuel.
Yeah, yeah.
And they figured
on the truck.
And they figured it got over too far to the side, and it slid and tipped them.
He was just instantly killed.
Yeah, he was dead when I got there. I kept hoping he wasn't, but I knew him. I knew he was, but I never really said he was till the doctor said he was, kind of thing.
My brother had lost a son, actually an adopted son, but I mean he was so fond of him, and it was a freak accident on the highway.
Yeah.
He wasn't driving. It wasn't a driving accident. He was hit, and no sign of anything, and then. And then I guess they phoned him, and he was internal bleeding. His girl was really traveling down the highway.
I never did ask what was. I never did ask. I often wondered. The kids must. The girls must. We always got the death certificates. They must have hit it on me or something, because I never did see.
Oh, I see. About what the cause of death was.
Yeah. But he was probably broken all up. I don't know.
Oh, you never did see him or anything.
Yeah, I saw him down there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't. I was just wiping him off and kept rubbing his heart and trying to see if he was alive.
He was bleeding, of course, I suppose.
Not much blood, no.
No.
He probably neck broke, I think.
Because this girl was just a clipping down the highway, and she saw because what had happened, Eddie, his name was Eddie, he was coming home. He was going to come home, and he was going to do this, that. He was in technical school or something. And there was a car, some guy had some kind of trouble, so he stopped his car to help this, whatever it was going on. Mm-hmm. And this girl, who was traveling, over speed anyway, she saw these two vehicles, and she either didn't have her license, or she didn't this, or whatever, she got scared. Mm-hmm. Well, she put her foot on the brake, and of course it went around like this, and I guess she kept on going. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she I can't remember the details, of course. But anyway, Russell was phoned, and they were traveling to, because this happened on Ponoka. See, they travel all that way from Beggarville. And he said there was this music. There was a certain thing, like they were driving, and they didn't know what to expect. And he said there was just something in this particular music, and one thing another, and he knew that he was gone. Yeah. It's just as though that must have been the moment that he died.
Yeah.
Because you get to know.
Yeah.
They were just absolutely devastated. They took place in
years. I don't think there's anything worse than losing a child.
No.
You know.
And, because I know when, well, I guess we're finished. When I...